Amen. Yeah, give him the glory, amen.
He can take a broken life and just fix it all nice and pretty, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul. All right, we have your Bibles this morning, and I believe it's a crowd that does. Let's run over to Psalm 18, and we'll read two verses, and we'll pray and ask God for his help and his glory Sunday morning. That's Psalm 18 and verse 48 and verse 49. And once you get there, we'll all stand, we'll pray, and we'll see what the master has for where we at? No, we still at breakfast time, amen? 2 minutes of breakfast time. Hallelujah. All right, let's all stand. Psalm 18 and verse 48-49. We'll thank all those who come out to worship this morning and to give thanks to the God that saved you, that rescued you, and done many things in your life. Well, the Bible says in Psalm 18 and verse number 48, the Bible says, the psalmist says, this Psalm of David, he delivereth me from mine enemies. Yeah. Thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from a violent man. Therefore, will I think about... I'm sorry. Therefore, will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. I want to talk this morning, it's a little thought, thankful for deliverance. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, for your deliverance, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that many of us can give a testimony to how, God, our life was a wreck. We were in a bad shape, bad condition. But God, you came by with Holy Ghost medicine, and you restored us. You repaired us. You gave us hope. We thought there was no hope. Lord, you gave to us what we could not give to ourselves, which was victory. We ask God this morning, as we come, Lord, to preach the word, as we come to hear the word, to apply the word, to share the word, we pray, God, that you take it and let it become alive to us. We ask God that you stir us on the inside. We ask God to feed us, Lord, because we're hungry this morning. We're thirsty as well, God. So feed us from your precious word. Help us, God, to lead this morning. Not discouraged, but encouraged. Help us, God, to leave this morning excited about living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, God, to leave this morning to share with somebody else what Christ can do for them in their life. And for that, God, we'll thank you. Yes, sir. Help us, God, to die to pride. Help us, God, to die to selfishness. Help us, God, to die to anything, Lord, that will bring reproach against your holy name. But help us to humble ourselves, submit ourselves under your authority and your power, and watch you do what you do. And for that, God, we'll praise you. We better stop here, Lord. We love you. Have your way now. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Psalm 18, verse 48. And the Bible says this. The Bible says, the psalmist says, he delivereth me from mine enemies. Verse 49 says, therefore will I give thanks. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's good news. Amen. God delivers and you give thanks. That's a simple thing to do. And from Psalm 1, 18:1 down to verse 15, the Bible teaches us this is a psalm of victory. Now, what we've done is we've dived into the end of the psalm to see what God has for us. Now, so we can clarify the word thanksgiving. That word thanksgiving, which we celebrate this time of the year, it means, in the New Testament, it means gratitude or grateful language. My, that's a whole lot different than pouting language. Than griping language. Than complaining and groaning and moaning language. Instead, it is grateful language. When you look in your dictionary, American dictionary, that word thanksgiving means this. It means grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors. Especially to God. A public celebration and acknowledgement of divine favors or kindness. Now, when you think about that, my dear friends, a grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, but especially to God, but in a public celebration. It ain't to be hid. But sometimes when God blesses us, we kind of keep it to the side and hide it. But when God has been good to us, and we want to give him thanksgiving or be grateful, hey, let the world know that God has helped me. Let the world know that God has blessed me. Let the world know that God has changed my life. And this word thanks here in this verse, to give thanks, means to confess. It means to praise. And also it means thanksgiving. So when you give thanks,
You are not only, my dear friends, not only are you praising him, but you're confessing. You're confessing to what God has done. Matter of fact, hold the place there and you run to Philippians chapter 4. And look what it says here in the midst of our praying. Philippians chapter 4. And look it down at verse number 6. The Bible says this, Philippians 4 verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Anxious. Worried. Stressing. For nothing. Instead of all that stressing, because it ain't going to help nothing. The Bible says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, let your requests be made known unto him. In the midst of our praying, there should be gratitude. But sometimes we're not grateful. Sometimes we don't have gratitude for the things that God has given us. It was funny yesterday as I was, and I love this. Just giving stuff away and blessing folks. And some folks, when I call their house, and I said, what? I said, what's your address? No, you need to go to somebody. Some folks will give me an address. I said, no. I said, listen, if I got to knock on every door on your block, I'm going to knock on every door until I find out where your house is at. Amen. But you know what? They would say, no. But you know what? They were grateful for that which was given them. But sometimes when God blesses us, watch this. We get so used to God's blessings that we ain't grateful no more. Like Christmas coming up. I mean, folks got long lists. They'll give it to their mom and daddy. And then expect. Yeah. Expecting one on the top list. Number one. Expect it. And then, my friends, when they get it, don't hardly thank you for it. They're like, oh, thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. Oh, they run in the room. Whoa. What happened? Now, before they got it. Oh, please, did you get it for me? Yeah. Oh, you know. No, he ain't old enough to know. He won't yet. Amen. Stevie. Yeah, hallelujah. What Josh want right now?
What doesn't Josh want?
What doesn't Josh want?
He wants an Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
But I
guarantee you, he'd be probably walking down the hallway at the house. Xbox One. That Xbox One. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. You're the best dad in the world. Yeah. But then if he gets it, well, she said he ain't getting it. But so in his dreams, when he gets it, he'll be thankful. But if he was to get it, man, he'd be like, whoa, I got my Xbox One. Amen. He'd be excited. But you know what? He'll forget after a while to be grateful for it. Yeah. He'll think about it initially, you know. But once he get in that room, he's like, hey, son. Okay, hold on. I'll be right with you. Get a paw. I love you. I'm coming. Amen. Well, that's how we get with God sometimes. God blesses us. And then, my dear friends, we forget sometimes to be thankful and to give him gratefulness and gratitude. But now watch this now. We're jumping this. We'll be done a little bit here. But watch this. One thing the psalmist says here in verse 48, he says, he delivers me from my enemies. That word deliver means to carry away to safety. He delivered me from my enemies, my adversity, or my adversaries, or my foes. God came by and caught me away. God came by and protected me. And the psalmist wants to give thanks. But I watch this. He goes on to say this. I like this part. Thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. And I said, wow. He raised me up when those rose up against me. Sometimes when folks rise up against you or problems rise up against you, God knows how to lift you above those problems. Last week, when I was flew out of Baltimore coming back home, and when we got on the plane, and man, it was all rainy, and the clouds were all gray and dark and stuff. And so the pilot, she too, first time flying with it, but it was all right. She was good. But she began to fly the plane, and then she got above those initial clouds. And I saw, I said, wow. I said, now up here, it's not as cloudy. There was a few clouds that still was above us because we was like, it was like a section of clouds here. And there's a few up here. But I could see a little blue. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. But she didn't stop there. She kept going up a little bit higher. Yeah. The next thing I know, she got above those second tier of clouds. But all of a sudden, my friends, the sky was blue, the sun was shining bright, and then when I looked down out of the airplane, all I could see was all the clouds, all beneath us. And man, I was sitting on that plane, I said, ooh, ain't God good? I said, man, sometimes the clouds will rise up, but then God will pull us above that cloud, but then all of a sudden, my friends, that's a second tier of clouds, but then God said, wait a minute, I got to get you a little bit higher, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. We've got a God who's going to lift us, to raise us, my friends. When the enemy is trying to swallow us up. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now watch this. The Bible said, not only that, but thou hast delivered me from a violent man. That word violent means wrong or cruel, unrighteous. There's some folks that want to do you wrong. There's some folks that will do you wrong. Amen. But the Bible says, the psalmist says, he came by and rescued me from those who was trying to hurt me, those who were trying to wrong me. Listen, my dear friends, we've got a God that knows how to deliver us from those who are trying to wrong us or those who are trying to hurt us. Now, sometimes those who try to wrong you hurt you. I know they're close to you. Because you got to realize now, when you're in warfare or combat, for a person to take a knife and to wound someone or to hurt someone, they've got to be close. They've got to be close. Come for a minute, Brett. They've got to be close. Amen. See? Come here. And he knows some up, but he don't know what. But I come up to him and I. Now come out. But now if I came at him like this, right off the bat, what are you going to do? He'll just stand there. But that's how the enemy does sometimes. He'll use somebody that's closest to you. He'll say, man, you're good to see you, man. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I feel good, don't you? But anyhow, it felt good on my head too, I did. But anyhow, but get up close. And a lot of times, the ones who want to be your friend on the job, the ones in school say, Mama, we're gonna be good friends, you know. Listen, I never had a friend, thank you. I never had a friend come by and say, we're gonna be good friends. Yeah. Do you know how it happens? It just happened. Yeah. You know? I remember 1994. And we was down in North Carolina. And the choirs were singing down there. We had our choir was singing, and Miss Lois Gale's choir was singing. Some other choirs were singing. Now back then, 94, you know, I was a little different. You know, I was a little different. You know, I mean, I just was. You know, and I never forget the first time I saw Billy Sampson. Now I didn't know he was setting up, but his brother came in there, and he had on them baggy. What'd you call them things?
I have no idea.
They were. What were they? His MC Hammer pants. And they had these had them colors on, the ones he had. He had these colors on them. And so you got to understand, back then, I was like I said, I look different. When I saw him, I said, man, that heathen. He's sitting up there. I was just shaking my head. I'm like, I know he needs Jesus. And I didn't know those were set up clothes. You know, I thought it was worship clothes. You know, back then, I'd say, I was different. I was different. I mean, you know, I'm like, man, you know, it's just like, man, you know. And then they sung with Lois Gale's choir, and next thing we knew, they were having awards and stuff given out, and we were just singing this, the praise the Lord, and we didn't know we was in a singing competition, so then that made even worse for Bill. I'm like, man, she done brought them hired guns from Illinois down here. You know, they playing the bass and playing the guitar and all that stuff, you know, and whatnot. And my point is this, though. I had no idea that we'd become good friends. When I first moved up here, Brother Edmore gave me three names for folks that can help me, encourage me. He gave me Leonard Sampson, David Sampson, and Bill Hayes. Because he called those guys to encourage you, they'll help you. But every time I tried to call David Sampson, I don't know if you remember this or not, I kept getting Billy on the phone. Because he gave me the wrong phone number, you know. And so I would get him, you know. I'm like, you know, man, it was kind of irritating. I mean, I'm trying to get the hold of David. Is that the guy with the conference or something? I mean, I was like, but I never, now he didn't just walk up to me and say, hey, man, we're going to be good friends one day. You know what happened? It just happened. And now, if somebody come up to me and say, man, we're going to be good friends, and I get nervous. Yeah. I'm like, how do they know we're going to be good friends? We might be friends. I'm in great clothes. I don't know about that. He must want some. Something must be up. I don't know. I got to watch. I got to keep my eye on him. Amen. What are you saying, brother? Sometimes those closest to you will hurt you. But Moses says this. He says, thou hast delivered me from a violent man, the one who wanted to wrong me. Therefore, this is what I'm going to do. Therefore, will I give thanks unto thee. Once again, that word thanks means confess, praise, thanksgiving. Unto thee, O Lord. Now watch this. What I'm going to do with that? Among the heathen. Among those who are foreign. In other words, among those who don't belong to the same family that we're a part of. In other words, I am going to give you praise among those who perhaps may be even lost. But I'm going to still praise you. In other words, when something happens good, I'm going to say, oh, I was so lucky. Why is it when we're out in the world, on the job or in the store, I was lucky? But now if you sit in the church, say, oh, I'm so blessed. Now what happened? Now watch this. Just so y'all know. Look the word lucky up in your Bible. It ain't there. You will not find the word lucky. From Genesis to Revelations, it's not there. All you got to do is get your Bible out. You put in the word lucky and it won't show up. You know why? Because we ain't lucky. Amen. Things don't happen to us by chance.
Amen.
My dear friends, we're blessed.
Amen.
When God does something good for you, my friends, he has blessed you. And then, my friends, we have to exalt him, give him praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
Even among those who don't know him as your Savior. Not with that bad attitude like I'm superior. No. Scratch that. That's called pride. No, you exalted him, my dear friends, because he is good. And I'm going to tell you what. You start doing that among your friends, those who might know Christ, they're going to be wondering. I'm talking about genuine stuff now, not the fake stuff. It's genuine. But you know what they're going to start doing? Why is he always happy? When I was working a secular job, down there, we making those missiles and stuff. When I was working down there, man, I come to work on Monday, man, I'd be flying. Just happy could be, have my Bible in my hand, and just, when I sit down there, they say, how was your weekend? I tell them what Dr. Moore preached about, how much we got helping. It was all encouraging, and all that kind of stuff, you know. And they just look at me, like, is he crazy? I was happy. My soul got fed. And I was just sharing with them what God had shared with me. And a lot of those same people, God was able to help me to encourage them. Because some of them was Christians, but they were discouraged and defeated. But they say, you know what? We can have joy in the midst of this wicked world that we live in. Matter of fact, Jesus said, I came into my have life and have it more abundantly. Man. He says another thing. He said, I want your joy to be full. Think about that. God wants to have full joy. So the psalmist says right here, oh Lord, among the heathen, he says right here, I will sing praises unto thy name. Now that word, sing praises. This is what messing Baptists up. It means to make music, to celebrate. It also means to touch the strings of a musical instrument. And some folks get mad. Don't let that be too loud. You know, I mean, you can if you're gonna play it, you know, put it down. Put it like yeah, right there. No. You start reading that Bible. It starts making a joyful noise. So stay going. Now see, that's joyful, amen. I mean, and I'm going to tell you what, my dear friends. When God has blessed you, make a joyful noise. Make a be excited about it. I mean, praise God about it, how good he has been to us, amen. The psalmist says, oh Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises and unto thy name. The word name is authority, thy character. Lord, because of your authority, the power that you possess, as well as your character. God has a good character. Let me give you this example. We're done. We're going somewhere to eat. Amen. Except for those of us who are on that diet. But look what it says over here in Luke 17. Some of us on that diet, we can't eat that. It's like, y'all pray for Brother Russell this morning. I'm sure. But this is Thanksgiving Day. And when Brother Russell came in this morning, I'm sure there was some guy that was not thankful that he came in this morning. He came in this morning with one of those three-dish pans. What had eggs, bacon, what else? Gravy. There was biscuits. I said, y'all ain't having Sunday school this morning. I said, y'all ain't doing a thing. Amen. I mean, and then Billy's on that diet. And I don't know about Brett. Brett kind of, he on and off. It all depends on what's going to be, what they serving. Amen. But I'm sure Billy's like, man, can you wait the next Sunday? Amen. But nonetheless, let me go over here. Luke 17, verse 11. We'll be done. I want to give you an example of how you and I should react, an example of how we should not react. Look at Luke 17 and verse number 11. We'll be done. Look at Luke 17, verse number 11. The Bible says this. It's a familiar story to many. The Bible says this. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, talking about Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, the Bible says, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They were at a distance. They encountered Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If you want to get some help, you must have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 says this, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy, have compassion on us. So, and then when you have that encounter, when you come to him, my friends, then ask him what you have need of. He said, listen, we need some mercy. We need some compassion. And that word also means pity. Show us some pity because we need some help. We are lepers. And watch this. The Bible says this in verse number 14. And when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, the Bible says they were cleansed. It took faith for them to go toward the priest because you were not supposed to come to the priest unless you had actually been cleansed. And then they will verify that you were cleansed. But they made their way, start walking toward the priest. And as they were moving, the Bible says they were cleansed. I'm convinced that a lot of folks, they don't get saved up here. I believe a lot of folks that while they're sitting back here, when they get up and make their way down the altar, as they are walking, they're receiving Christ as the Lord and their Savior. Because they're coming by faith to trust somebody that can save their soul and change their life. The Bible says that as they went, they were cleansed. And then the Bible says this. The Bible says, verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, cured, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him, there it is, who that is, thanks, to be grateful, expressing gratitude. And he was a Samaritan, not a Jew. And Jesus answered and said, where were there not 10 cleansed? But what about 9? Where are they at? The Bible says this one guy turns back and he gives praise to God and falls down. He knows what he's doing, he's worshiping. We learned from Brother Craig Edwards that a lot of times we think worshiping is singing and things like that, but worship is surrender. Remember, he taught us how the first time the word worship is mentioned is mentioned in Genesis 22 when Abraham took his son Isaac on the mountain. And he said, me and the lad are going up to yonder mountain to worship. What was he about to do? He was about to give his son to God, my friends. Worship is a time of death. Worship is a time of sacrifice. Worship is a time of offering yourself or surrendering yourself up to God. That's real worship, my dear friends. But sometimes we sing a song, we clap our hands and say, oh, we had good worship. What did you surrender? What did you give? Well, I mean, I showed up. Well, that's just great. That's just wonderful. And my dear friends, when we worship God, we're not only worshiping God in these four walls. We have to worship God everywhere that we go. We have to exalt Him, to give Him honor, to give Him, and God Himself. Surrender yourself and watch God do with your life what you and I cannot do. Now, hold on. We're about to watch this, what the Bible says next. The Bible says this. In chapter 18, the Bible says this. And he said, where are there not 10? Where are the 9 at? I cleansed 10 people. Where are the 9? And the Bible says this, verse 18. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save or except this stranger, this non-Jew. He comes back. And Luther says to him, arise, stand up, go thy way, by faith, my soul. Thy faith have made thee whole, have caused you to be delivered. Some scholars believe that this is when he actually received salvation. By the way, pause for a second. Read your Bible. Just because you receive physical healing don't mean that you receive spiritual salvation. You know, I mean, God healed a lot of folks, my dear friends, who did not believe in him and trust him as their Savior. They came because they wanted to be physically healed. But see, sometimes somebody said, well, God did this miracle in my life. That might be wonderful and great, but that don't mean that you're saved and going to heaven, my dear friends. And he said to this man right here, by faith have made thee whole, and by faith have delivered you. My dear friends, he was looking at Jesus Christ as the King of Kings. And Lord, look what he says. The Bible says right here in verse 16, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And Jesus says right here, and verse 19, he said, arise, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole.
Amen.
I wonder, is that why some of us are not whole today? Because we don't have faith. Today, we was at the house, and Jolene, she's like, she's running around. And she's like, you see my black skirt? You see my black skirt? You know, and I'm sitting here trying to tie my tie. I said, I got my own problems. And she run around here, you see my black skirt? And then I asked, I said, well, did you pray? She never did respond. And so I was sitting there, and I said, Lord, help me to find that black skirt. And I said, did you find it? She said, I found it. I said, well, pray the Lord. I said, Lord, answer prayer quick, don't you? And she said, well, I just prayed too. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing how we'll do all this stuff? We'll be doing what we can to find out, you know, where everything's at. And why don't you stop for a minute and pray?
Yeah. Amen.
But now, the Bible says in Matthew 21, verse 22, whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing,
yeah.
We shall receive. Yeah. That's the key in that. Now you can say, help me find that black skirt, and say, man, I ain't going to find that thing. Okay, you ain't. But you get out there and say, God, I'm trusting you in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. I'm trusting you to help me to find that black skirt. You know, I need that black skirt. That black skirt go with everything. I need to have that black skirt. I mean, you pray, amen. And I tell you what, you'll find your black skirt. Did you find yours, Ronnie? Yeah, get on that, don't you? Amen. See that? Listen, my dear friend, it works. Amen. It works. But it all has a key ingredient called faith right in the mix. Today, we're going to have baptism. And one of the persons getting baptized this morning is Patty. And Patty is Jane's her older sister. No? Older? You? Okay. Your younger sister. No wonder she used to whoop up on you. She's a young baby. Yeah, but she, that's her younger sister. But Jane's been praying for her sister, and been doing revival when CT was here, I believe it was. Was it? Yeah. And brother Tim McMillan was preaching. He is preaching. She came forward. Or right after service. Right after. We have more folks to say after service than during service. And she got saved. She got, as they say down south, born again. Amen. And I know, I guarantee you, Patty, there are some folks saying, well, I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm sure she started coming to church before. She done this before, blah, 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 blah. Then she was coming to church Sunday morning. This September was when we had the revival. She comes Sunday morning, Sunday night, during the week of revival. She came, I believe, every night. They even asked her to work one day, and she turned down work. And when she turned down work, and Jane said, you understand, my sister, she works, man. She's not going to turn down no work. I mean, she don't work, but she turned down work that day. And then she was there next Sunday morning, the next Sunday night. The next Tuesday. Then nobody, as far as I didn't come to her and say, Patty, now Patty, you say now, you're going to have to come to church. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. You make it today. No. There was something on the inside. They had a desire to come and worship, a desire to come and to give thanks, to exalt his holy name. I mean, I'm talking about week after week, Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday. I mean, and then every event she's coming to it.
Amen.
Then this morning, she's getting baptized. Father and Lord, I believe in baptism. Holy! But hey, not only that, my dear friends, her daughter came on that Wednesday, I believe it was, or Tuesday, and she got born again too, amen. Maybe this is happy, smiling. All their problems gone? No. But they got a problem solver. So you got a problem solver on your side. I mean, you can go to sleep at night. You got to be sitting there going, what did all that do? Give you a headache?
Yep.
That would have done give you a headache. I mean, we walk around, Ted, all of this. You know what you do? Cost you money. I was watching some video. This guy was playing the guitar. He got so mad because he was messed up something. He grabbed the guitar, busted it up, and threw it. Just got lost it. It just must have been at least a 55 or 60 inch flat screen. Right in the middle of it. Everybody looked at him. And he walked out. That cost that man some money. Yeah. We've been so much better. Once he messed up, so you know what? I gotta try again. Yeah. But sometimes we get so frustrated. We get so angry. And it's we just wanna anybody. I wanna choke somebody. But you can choke all the people you want to choke. Yeah. But that ain't gonna change it. But when you come to him, say, Lord, you've got to do something here. You got to do something here. I mean, you know what? Don't nobody have to prime you and nobody come up from anybody. Ain't nobody have to come behind you and tell me, come on, you need to get to church, man. You going to church today? All right, kneel on that. We don't pray. Amen. No. No, you know what happened, friend? You want me to unlike? You go ahead. You want me to unlike me? No pride. You just come up on your own. And just talk to him. Ain't nothing like it. Because you know why? He said, whosoever will. He did not say whosoever was pressured, whosoever was forced, whosoever was pride. He said, whosoever will. You come and he'll do all the rest. I got two questions. We're done. First question is this. Have you expressed your gratitude to the master lately? Have you expressed your gratitude to the master lately? Second question is this. Have you publicly let others know how grateful you are for what he has done? Publicly. Just let folks know. Share with other people how good God is. Last one is just a simple little thought. Let's come give him thanks. Why? Because it's him that's brought us and brings us deliverance. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the precious souls that have gathered here this morning. They didn't have to come today, but they came. And I pray, God, that just for that, they'll get a special blessing. And then, God, for those who are perhaps struggling or in a dogfight or battle, I pray and ask, God, that you come by and give them great deliverance, give them great victory as they trust you to help them through the situations that they find themselves in the midst of. Perhaps, God, there's somebody here this morning that wants to be saved. They need to trust Christ as their Savior. I pray, God, they come out down the aisle and come and pray. If they want us to talk with them, to help them, to pray with them, it'll be our privilege. God, because, Lord, we don't want no one to leave here this morning that doesn't know Christ as their Savior. And then, God, there's some folks who are already saved. They just want to say this. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Not only from hell itself, but thank you for just changing my life. Thank you for doing for me what I could not do for myself. I pray, God, they come and talk to you this morning. God, there's someone here that wants to unite with this church, become a part of what we're trying to do for the kingdom of God. I pray, God, they come this morning and will unite with us to carry the good news to others that Jesus saves. God, whatever needs that need to be met this morning, I pray, God, the folks will come, and for that, God, we'll thank you. We love you, Master. Have your way now. For us in Christ's name we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand.